May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us pray. Holy God, you crown the year with your bounty. All things you have provided shout and sing together for joy. Fill our hearts with compassion so that as we count our blessings, we embody the love you give to us and to all. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. When I started counting my blessings, country music Willie Nelson once said, my whole life turned around. If we haven't done so already tonight or tomorrow, many of us will gather around our own supper tables or those of our friends and family, and we will, just like Willie, count our blessings. The custom of observing Thanksgiving in Canada is said to have been started in the year 1578, when Sir Martin Frobisher and his crew first arrived from the United Kingdom. The location of their arrival is up for debate. It may have been Nunavut, or maybe it was Newfoundland. No one is entirely sure. But what they are sure about is what they ate. And I hope none of us have to repeat this tonight. They ate salt beef, biscuits, and mushy peas. It's also clear why they gathered, to celebrate safe passage and arrival to this new land. However, the custom has been ongoing for much longer than this 445 years. The Haudenosaunee First Nation has been celebrating Thanksgiving as a 7-day feast, featuring feasting, religious observance, and visiting in each other's homes a full century before Frobisher arrived. So whoever we are and however long we've called this land home, today is a day to give thanks. Our gospel reading this morning features 10 lepers who call out to Jesus from afar. "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Leprosy back then was thought to be contagious, and so the men were forced to live outside the city gates and to keep their distance. They'd been trained by bitter experience to expect little help from their friends and neighbors. And there on the border between Samaria and Galilee, Jesus finds himself once again straddling boundaries. Once again in a liminal space where somehow the regular rules just don't seem to apply. Jesus hears the lepers cry out and he responds saying, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." The first step to being welcomed back into their community, to being embraced by their family and friends, is to be certified as healed by the priest. Notice that Jesus doesn't explicitly say that he'll heal them. They must take it on faith that this healing will take place. And so they make their way to the priest. And as they are journeying into their community, miraculously, they are healed. Can you imagine how that would feel? Emotions like disbelief and elation are likely only two of a full range of emotions they might have felt that moment. I can imagine that they were pretty eager to carry out Jesus' instructions and to find the priest as quickly as possible. At least that's how I would feel. Well, all seem to feel that way except for one. The text tells us that once this man saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He bowed down before Jesus and thanked him. This man was from Samaria, and so he was despised by those from Galilee. And he's upheld as a model for us today. It's as though the man could see for the very first time. He could see that he was not a leper. He was not a Samaritan. Instead, he sees himself as Jesus sees him. Perhaps for the first time, he realizes that he is a child of God. And the only response he can think of is to return to Jesus and thank him, to worship him and kneel before him. And in acting in this way, the healed man, the 10th leper, receives a second blessing. Jesus says, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." In seeing and giving thanks, the man's original blessing is somehow multiplied. Now, on first blush, it appears that that 10th leper doesn't follow Jesus' instructions, since he returns to Jesus rather than showing himself to the priest. But just as the man begins to see himself clearly, it strikes me that he sees Jesus clearly too. He sees Jesus for who he is, and so he turns around and changes direction. He worships Jesus instead of going to find a priest. The man acts as a result of his newfound sight. All lepers were healed, but only one saw, noticed, and let it all sink in, and it made all the difference. All lepers were healed, but only one was saved. On this day and every day, you and I are invited to see as the 10th leper saw. We're invited to become detectives of the divine, recognizing God's work wherever we find ourselves. Before we are called to believe or to confess or to help or to do anything, we're called to see and to point it out to others. Because gratitude is not only a response to good fortune, it's a choice we make. As you know, the world is full of blessing and challenge. Is a stranger a potential new friend or an enemy? Is God an angry, judgmental God, or is God a loving parent? Is the future a scary uncertainty or a wide open horizon? What we see and how we react to it makes all the difference. In response to the age-old question, "How are you?" a friend of a friend has begun to answer with a smile, "I'm grateful." I wonder what would happen if we began to answer that question in the same way. "How are you? I'm grateful." We are invited to turn around as the 10th leper did and give praise and worship. We're invited to give thanks. When asked to describe true worship during the 16th century Reformation, Martin Luther replied simply, "The 10th leper turning back." All we do at worship is intended to help us to see God at work in our lives and in the world. And in a few moments, we'll enjoy a meal together, the bread and wine of communion, something we do together every Sunday as a parish family. In fact, the word Eucharist comes from the Greek word for thanksgiving. We're reminded that in this very act of eating and drinking, of communion, bread and wine, we draw close to God, even as God draws nearer to us. Jesus was not into hierarchies. Instead, he was into eating together, bringing together around the table the rich and the poor, the religious leaders and the lepers, those who felt themselves worthy of Jesus' love and attention, and those who stood back and called from a distance. And if, for whatever reason, gratitude is hard for some of us right now, please don't worry. Life is full of seasons, and some of us might be in a hard season right now. God understands, and this invitation that God offers to us is one that God never tires of extending. It will come, and in the meantime, God is with us, even when it might feel that nothing could be further from the truth. Expressing gratitude is a countercultural witness. The more we express it, the easier it is to exercise, just like hope and faith and love. Our skills are honed over time. Our story of the 10 lepers this morning offers an image of what matters to Jesus, and so it should, by extension, matter to us. It demonstrates that the best response to God is recognition and gratitude. This response draws us out of ourselves into something larger, something grander than we can ever even imagine. And it joins us together. It turns out that faith looks a lot like gratitude. In fact, gratitude might just be one of the most powerful emotions, freeing us as it does from fear and anxiety, emboldening us to do more and to dare more than we believed we could. Today, may we be heralds of blessing and bearers of gratitude. And in so doing, may we receive the second blessing and share it with the world around us. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.